"Very flat, Norfolk," was the memorable phrase penned by Noel Coward for the 1930s stage production Private Lives. He wasn't entirely accurate, it has to be said, but it's true to say that large parts of the East Anglian countryside are no more than rolling at best. The area known as the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads is pretty flat, and this unspoilt corner of the UK, just 100 miles northeast of London, is crisscrossed by a network of quiet country lanes. It's the ideal place to ditch the car and jump on a bike. Of course, if you live close by, you can bring your own. In fact, plenty of people who hire river cruisers for a holiday do. But if you don't own a bike, or maybe it's too much hassle to bring it, then don't worry, because dotted around the area are plenty of places where knowledgeable and friendly people will hire you one. People like Peter Howe, who runs Broadland Cycle Hire here in Hoveton. He's waiting to show us what's on offer.
Here we are, have one of these bikes.
It's quite an array here, isn't there?
Yes.
Well, everything from children's upwards.
That's right, and these ones here are for the slightly older teenagers. We've also got the tag-alongs and the trailers, as you can see, but they won't do for you today.
Which would you recommend, then?
I think this would be fine for you. This is one of our comfort range of bikes. They're good adult bikes. They're not particularly mountain bike style, but they are much more comfortable to ride.
Sort of sturdy, a hybrid, if you like, really.
That's right. They are hybrid bikes, yes.
And presumably I'll need a helmet as well.
Yeah, well, that size should do you nicely. And then the helmets are over here. They're always a challenge to fit. Depends on the size of your head. But try that one.
Pretty good.
Not too bad.
Okay.
So, with bike and helmet at the ready, I was almost ready to take a spin. I say almost, because if you don't know the area, then you do need to know the best places to go. Once again, Peter Howe was on hand to help.
Now here's a map which shows you where you can go.
And how far can I cycle? I mean, here, quite a selection, really.
Well, this is a flexible route. It's up to 25 miles, but there are much shorter cuts through there if you want to. So it depends, really, how energetic you feel. But there's a nice short ride which you can take down to Horning, where you end up by the riverside where all the boats are, and that's very pleasant with the pub and the tea shops there.
Or further afield, head to Barton Broad.
That's right, yes, and there's a boardwalk there so you can get out to see it.
Well, I think we shouldn't waste any more time. We should get on,
yeah,
get on the bikes.
Let's do that.
For you, what's the beauty about this, Peter?
Well, the beauty here is getting away from it all so easily. We're only about 2 miles out of the centre of the busy village of Hoveton and Wroxham, and yet we're out here in the country with hardly a car about, and we can look over the hedges to the fields and with the wildlife. It's really beautiful.
You spot things you wouldn't normally see, do you, when you're out biking and when your visitors are too?
Yeah, well, you're going so much slower than you would in a car. You can see things so easily, and you can always stop and have a look around. And on these routes, we do mark out all the attractions that people might like to rest a while and walk a while instead of just cycling all the time.
I didn't sort of think that the Broads and cycling would necessarily go together. I'd think, well, Broads are for boats and perhaps not cycling. How can you tie the two in?
Well, it does tie in very well, because the Broads is a lot more than just rivers and Broads. We see the cycling as a real attraction for people who are on boats, because they can get off the boats and go and see areas that they couldn't get to on a boat. So you can combine both the pleasures of boating on the river and cycling around the quiet lanes.
I suppose also we're not making a noise or leaving much behind, are we?
No, and we're also being very healthy, because cycling is not really an arduous exercise, but it is exercise, and of course you're out in the fresh air, and that's really, really good.
And has demand changed over the years?
Yes, demand is gradually growing. There's more publicity round about cycling and the benefits of cycling now, so it is growing. It's still relatively small, but we think there's a big potential for people to come and find out what it's all about and really enjoy a bit of healthy exercise and seeing places they wouldn't otherwise see.
I suppose also there is the worry for some people, isn't there, about the safety aspect of it. I mean, roads are busier these days. It's not always perhaps safe to take the youngest out, is it?
Well, we have three or four different routes from our centre which we recommend to people. They're all routes like this on quiet country lanes, and although there is traffic, it's not going fast and you can see it coming. We have bikes for all ages, but we wouldn't recommend, you know, 2 or 3 year olds cycling, so we have the tag-alongs for the really young ones, and I think providing they are sensible, then there's no safety hazard at all.
Hill coming up, I think we'd better concentrate on matters ahead.
Yes, okay.
I suppose also it's the pace of this, isn't it? It's
well, yes,
very gentle.
The pace is up to you, isn't it? But not many people can go fast on a bike, and that's the difference between everyday life and when you come out here on a holiday. You can get out on a bike and slow down. There's so many of our customers, almost to a man, they come back after having been out and been a little bit concerned about whether they could and they can hack it or not. They come back and they say, that was so beautiful. And it's really lovely to see the change in their faces when they come back after that bit of relaxing and slowing down.
Refreshed.
Yeah, well, they might refresh, but certainly exercised anyway.
From off-road biking to a gentle family day out, there's a bike ride for everyone around the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads. For more information, take a look at the Broads Authority or visit Norfolk websites.